The Mishnah Chinuch, the Mitzvah Tefesh Dalei, the Mitzvah Mechias Amalek, I say, the Mishnah Chinuch says, the Idna, today, is Manazeh, ain't a Mitzvah Mitzvah. We're not Mitzvah in the Mitzvah Mechias Amalek. There's no Mitzvah today of killing Amalek. Kikvar Ol Vesemchei Vavil Vesaylam. It states in Tanakh, in Pesukim Yeshayah, and the Mishnah lends it out that Sancheiv, when he took over the world, he was mavalv of the whole island. He moved everyone from their place, and he mixed up the whole world. So the people living, we don't know where Amalek is anymore. So everything's mixed up. And the Mishnah also has a whole department of the parish. There's a man, there's no one mitzvah today. The Mishnah Chinuch is referring to a Mishnah in Masechta Yedayim, Pegdal Mishnah Dala. The Mishnah says, "Boy b'yoyim, boy Yehuda ge'amoyni v'amul afneim." And he said, what's the halacha of Amoni today? Can Amoni come into Kal Hashem? So, Amoni said, it's also for Amoni to marry into Kal Yisrael. Amoni Yishua Mutta Atah. Yishua said, it's Mutta. Amoni Yishua Gamliel said, Kost of Amoni Yavi Amoni Yavi B'Kal Hashem, Gamda Asiri. The pasuk is the first that Yavi Amoni B'Kal Hashem. How can you say Amoni come into Kal Hashem? And Amalei Bishur, Bishur in Sebeb, Chi Amalei V'mayav and Mekayim in Him, are they still in the place? Kfar Olin Sancheyev, Melon Chashur, Bilbo Eskoyim Eskoyim. So Sancheyev came, he mixed up the whole world, so we don't know where Amalei is anymore. There's a man, that's what Mechassanach means. The same way the Mishnah says, there's no din of Amalei V'mayavi today, to be also the Kal Shem, the same thing, there's no din of Amalei today, because Kfar Bilbo Sancheyev, Kol Adam Kulmai, Sancheyev mixed up the whole world. What the Mechassanach is on, called the Parsh Mimuka Parsh, I'm not so sure what he means by that. Because the Chayyid Indian called the Parsh Mimuka Parsh is when you have a Suffolk in front of you. You have a Chaticha, and it's a Suffolk if it's kosher, you have a piece of meat, it's a Suffolk if it's kosher tray. For example, that town you know has 9 stores selling kosher, 1 store selling tray. So we have a cloud, the Gemara at the end of the first parak of Ksubis of Tesavon Vez, the Gemara says, if you went into the store and you don't remember which store you went into, that's Kavua. The store is Kavua. Kol Kavua can have to Naftadami, so the Chaticha will be Asa. Since you went into the Knis, even though these Roiv stores are Kashra, but since you walked into the store, you're not sure where you walked into, that's called Kavua. And that we have a Joshua that anything that's set in its place, we don't go by right. We say Kol Kavua Knas Naftadami. If the Chaticha was found in the street, and the Chaticha fell out of one of the stores, or came out of one of the stores, then you go by right. Call the Parsh Mugavarsh. So again, that's if you have what's called a Beis HaSafik L'Fenechav. You have a Safik in front of you, you have a Chaticha in front of you, that we can understand, is Suffolk, and it goes with the problem of Kol D'Parsh V'Mu'ka Parsh. Well, over here, what does the Mechus Chinuch mean? Does he mean to say that every time you see a girl, you would have a Suffolk, whether he's a Maliki, and you would have to come up with a cloud Kol D'Parsh V'Mu'ka Parsh, but clearly the Suffolk doesn't start. Clearly, you know, there's no reason to think that this person is, it's not like a Teshach and Uyais. Clearly, you don't need the reason of Kol D'Parsh V'Mu'ka Parsh. So, Akoponim, the Mechus Chinuch is basically passing that today there's no mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, because Kfar Ol Vesemcheiv Vavil Bo Eskoyim. Sancheiv mixed up the whole world. I saw in the Sefer of Matzah Melech, when one of the Rashi's in Kol Torah, the Chaim Avraham, the Samanik Diskin,
that maybe the Harah is what he was saying, that maybe he wasn't Vavil every one.
But it's enough to be mafti that there's no din of money today, that everyone's mutter to be lovely with Kal Hashem. Why should Amali be different?
Even if there's a
shash,
maybe he didn't
leave
a
bottle
to the last
trial
that was there.
To me, those words are a little strange. I think the Mechassan is a bit of a sugar of the listener. It's cool, like they write in the Torah, it's a sugar of the listener, you don't really need to come up to it. Maybe. But in the Etzim Din of the Mechassan, the Matzah Melech was the struggling from a Rambam. It's a Moedig Rambam. It's a Rambam, and Pei Kei Mechuk Malachim. It's actually called Hilchos Melachim and Melchomis, but it's known as Hilchos Melachim. The Rambam Perkei Hilchos Melachim, Halachadala, the Rambam Paskins, Mitzvah says, say, Lahavchim Shiva Mammon. There's another mitzvah in the Torah besides the Mammon, like there's a mitzvah to kill not the Shiva Mammon. It was a mitzvah when Klai Yisrael came into Yisrael, there were 7 nations that were living over there. The Tanani, Amori, Priti, Prizi, the Chivi, the Yavusi, the Yigashi. These 7 nations also are Lachavai Sechai Kol Neshama. There's a mitzvah to say to kill them out. So the Rambam brings down this halacha, that's the mitzvah to kill the Zayin HaMamon, and the Rambam ends off with the words, Ukvar Ovdu V'Ovad Zichram. These people were already lost the Ovad Zichram. What's the Rambam mean by that? So the Vaz, when Mefoshma said the Rambam, the Vaz explains that the Rambam means this mission in Yidayim, the Boston Chayv will build asylum. As though Boston Chayv will build asylum, there's no more Zayin Amomen, so that mission doesn't apply today. Of the fact of Master Melech, I'm going to ask you, look at the next Rambam, the Rambam Hochahei passes the Locha Mitzvah say La'ab Zera Amolik. The Rambam brings down the Locha, there's a Mitzvah say in the Torah to kill out every person from Amolik. And Avadiyah, the Rambam does not say this extra word. It does not say Kva Ovdu Vav Zecham. What's the Chiluk? There's Mashma from this Rambam, the Feresh, that this halacha of this din, this cloud of Boston Chiluk, Bilbo Eskol El Mkumle, somehow does not apply to Amalek. Why not? So you have to say, Bechla, what's the Chiluk between the Zayin Amomen and Amalek? How come
this? The halacha of Kva Ovdu Zecham means even in the time of the Kibbush Yisrael, they didn't know who it was?
No, the time of the Rambam. Which would be after Kibbutz Yisrael.
It's not that Rambam holds the mitzvah in killing Zion Amos even after the Kibbutz?
Yes.
It's not sure.
It remains, and the only reason we don't have it today, yeah, I was going to have also. I also thought that. I'm sorry, you think the mitzvah Zion Amos is only B'Shas Kibbutz when you come here. Maybe that means for the next time we go to capture it, so. Maybe it means for the next time, but whatever. But the in the Rambam, the mitzvah said, L'Hachim Shri Amos is always. It's very similar to Amalek. It's Sahachim. Only the Rambam says Kva Ovdu Va'avad Zichram, and then it's yet understand. So if it's Kva Ovdu Va'avad Zichram and it's not negated anymore, so why is the Rambam even mentioning it? The Rambam is a halacha sefer, halacha l'maisa. The Rambam does say halacha is negated hilchto mashiach. He does say halacha will be negated when mashiach comes, but he doesn't say halacha that's not negated anymore. And so they speak about this. Doch Shachon also speaks about it. But Akoponim, the Rambam seems to say that you cannot do today the halacha of to be hurry to kill the Zayin Amomen because both the Chayv will come Mekumle. So why would Amalek be different? So the Matzah now wants to say Moedek Echivish. He wants to say that the halacha of Hariga Zayin Amomen, killing out Zayin Amomen, is a dig in the Hariga of the Ummah. It's halacha in killing out the nation. It's a dig of the Ummah. There's a Shem Zayin Umas, there's a Shem Amori Kanani, there's a Shem Chiti, there's a Shem Prizi, there's a Shem on the Ummah. But once this Ummah was destroyed, then it is normal mitzvah. Kolzman is an Ummah, how do you destroy the Ummah? You destroy the Ummah by killing out the Yechidim. You kill out the Yechidim, and that's how you get rid of the Chiti and the Yebusi and the Prizi. That's how you get rid of the Ummah. But once the Ummah somehow, there's no more Ummah, there's no more nation, the nation doesn't remain anymore, there's no mitzvah to kill the Yechidim either. So even if you would find the Yechidim from them, there wouldn't be a mitzvah because the Ummah was already killed. And we'll say, Mashenk, that's the Chalak. Mashenk in Amalek is a special halacha by Amalek. It's not a din of killing out the Ummah of Amalek. By Amalek, it's not a din of killing out every Yochid Yochid from Amalek. Now, what's the mock of this? He's the Merdeka mock. There's a Mechutla at the end of Pashto B'Shalach. And before I bring it down, the Mechutla says, V'chomel Hashem b'Amalek midodar. If you're Mechomel as Amalek, it's on the Shadar, generation to generation. So the Mechut is asking from this, Shemlo yeniach ninvi nechet shal molek tachas kol shemayim. You should not leave any ninvi nechet, any grandchild, great-grandchild, any future generation from a molek. That's the Mechut. Chayyid is Mechut is a shvet on the sand. What's the Mechut saying? That you should not leave any ninvi nechet. Of course, that's the halacha, Zera molek. We know Zera molek refers to, it doesn't mean only the first generation, first the future generations. It goes much further down than ninvi nechet. It goes more than 10 generations. It goes all the way down. What's the Mechutah saying? What's the Mechutah dashing from? So the Rambam will learn the Mechutah saying this halacha. That by a Molek, there's a special halacha, not only to kill the Ummah, there's a halacha to kill out every Yochid for Yochid. That's what the Pasuk is saying. There's a halacha, not only in the Ummah, it's a halacha on every Yochid for Yochid. There's a meaning of that's what's on the Rambam. That by the Zayin Amomen, it's halacha and killing out the Ummah. And that's what the Rambam says. Once it was Boston Chev, the Bilbo Eskol El Mkumle, doesn't remain anymore a nation of these people, doesn't remain anymore a nation of Chiti, Husti, and all the Zayin Amomen. There's no more halacha to kill them out. Kva'av the Zichram, we have a Zichram. Mashen came by Amalek, he doesn't say this halacha, because Amalek, even though it was also Boston Chev, the Bilbo Eskol El Mkumle, there's no more nation of Amalek. You know, in the UN, there's no more nation of Amalek. But it does remain still halacha to count the Yechidim in case we find one of the Yechidim.
Isn't there two mitzvahs? There's a mitzvah of
Kriya
and a mitzvah of
Kriya. There is two mitzvahs.
So it's the mitzvah of Kriya, you say the mitzvah of Kriya is tied to the mitzvah of Riga that's charged by that Kriya.
There are two mitzvahs, there are the mitzvahs.
So it's
Kriya and Kriya. But Nashim, right. Right. I mean, if there would be no more mechiyah today, there would be no more mechiyah today.
Right.
But the point, Rambam doesn't say that. Rambam says there is mechiyah today. We're just trying to understand why is there still din mechiyah by a malik and no more din mechiyah by the zayin amamin. So what's the difference? How come over here Rambam says
mechiyah to the
mechiyah? Mechiyah and mechiyah are connected, but something else. Okay. So the fact is because by the zayin amamin it's din in the yuma. And once the Ulam is gone, there's no more din of Kalim Yechidim. Hashem can have like there's din in the Kal Yechidim. And once we have a din Mechir, like he's saying, there's still remain a mitzvah of Chir also. There's a famous story that was many years ago, I think it was called the Chancellor of Germany came, the King of Germany came to Yisrael, and they asked everyone to come out to greet him, to honor him, and they asked all the Yidden to come out also. And they came then those days to Meryl Diskin, he should come out also, and the Meryl Diskin refused to go out. And he said that Germany is a Malik, Mizera Malik. This was a Maisa 50 years before World War II. And at that time, no one understood who was saying, like, what do you mean Germany is a Malik? No one chap. You know, if anything, it's a very polite nation. Everyone looks at them. They have very well mannered. They seem to be very quiet people. And some people will think, look at them like fine people. And that no one understood who he was saying. Well, this confused to go out calling Germany Mizera Malik. And Maisa 50 years later, World War II, people understood very, very well exactly what the Meryl Diskin meant. The attack is a Malik. There's a piece in the Sefer Chai Olam. It's from the Stifler. From the made a Sefer, a Muslim Sefer called Chai Olam. He writes over there one place. It's W Yidua that the Meryl Diskin had Ruach HaKadosh. People that knew, like, since the Vilna Gaon, people never looked at anyone as big as the Meryl Diskin. And he was considered someone that had Ruach HaKadosh. Zachary, according to this Meryl Diskin, we know who a Malik is. A Malik would be Germany. But it could be, we don't...
They
say it also?
You
say that it was Germany, not... Yeah, but they say, I really couldn't. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, okay. It could be, we don't pass in a style. We don't pass in a lot of my stuff, you're a Kurdish. It could be, we don't pass in a lot of my stuff, you're a Kurdish. Okay, so this week we have another Indian. This week is Pasha Zohar. The Pesachim say that it's important to Kedai really to know the types of the words of Pasha Zohar. When you listen to Pasha Zohar, you should really know the types of all the words. And as Kedai is something to learn with young children, sit down with them before Pasha Zohar and learn them. There's a few words that are not so common, not so easy. And the Pesachim say, Zohar Shasach HaMalik B'derech Tzitzchim Mitzayim. And this is to remember what HaMalik did. Asher Kocha B'derech. Kocha is Kuf Reish Chav in the Chav. What does Asher Kocha mean? So Kocha Pasha is Moloshe Mikra. Mem kuf reche. Rashi means that that's taich. The first taich in Rashi is the Moshe Mesha Kocha Bedef, that happened to you in the way. That would be the simple taich. You want to teach a little boy, you would teach Mesha Kocha Bedef, that happened to you in the way. There is a second taich in Rashi taich is Kocha's Moshe Keri. Keri is an infant tumma that comes out of the body. So Mesha Kocha Bedef will mean that a tumma happened to you in the way. Interesting taich, that somehow when a Molech came to attack Klaisol, it was like a tumma that had in the Klaisol. There's a third taich in Rashi, it's Moshin Kar. Moshin Kufresh is cold, as opposed to hot. It means cold. And Rashi explains, they make cold the whole Indian of attacking Chayisol. If the Kriyas Yamsuf and all the Nisim and Stein and all the Makis, the world was a little bit afraid of them. Came along a Malik, and brazenly with the Chusra, they came and they attacked Chayisol. That made it a small cult. All of a sudden, other people weren't afraid to attack Chayisol either. Actually, the famous mushroom empathy, a boiling bit. Everyone's afraid to go in. Once the first guy goes in, if it's not so hard, the next guy will take a chance to go in already. So that's Tei Shekhafa. So we have three Pshatim. Shekhafa was there. Maybe it's Tadai Tzim Mechavan on all the three Pshatim. But the Ikka Pshat is the first Pshat. The Pasha Pshat is Moshe Mikra happening. Then the Torah says, Yizaneh B'chol Kol Nechashalem. What's the Yizaneh? Vav Yud Zayin Nun Beis. So the Yizaneh B'chor means the solution of they killed you from behind. They ambushed you, they attacked you from behind. A little cowardly also. They didn't come face to face. They snuck up from behind. Lashon of Zenev. Zenev is like Lashon of a tail of they came up from the rear, from the back. And Kol Nachashalim Mecher means all the weak ones. Who are the weak ones? The weak ones were ones in the back. And the whole Klai Yisrael was walking through the mitzvah. When people are walking, the healthy people walk fast. They're in the front. The Shracha people, the weaker people, the older people, they're walking in the back. So who do the Malik attack? They attack first people from behind, from the back. That's the Lashon of Yizaneh. By Sor, there's a type of Yizaneh itself means a Lashon of like Biyarei, of killing. It just means a Lashon of killing. It's not a common word, but it's a Lashon of killing. But Mechir, the Ikka type of Yizaneh is that it's a Lashon of killing from the back. They came in, they stuck up on the back, and they attacked. Rashi says that, okay, there's a different shot in the word of Yizaneh. that actually says chuntich milos v'zer klapei mayna. That what they did was when they killed the people, either as they killed them or after they killed them, they Rachmanson, they cut off the Yidden's Eva Mila and they threw it up to Shemayim in a Shekacha act of Merida Bashem. They took the, see, this is Eva Mila, and they threw it up to Shemayim, Rachmanson, like an act of Merida. It's also in this one the word Yizami Bacha. It's a notion, the Rashi says Makazin, they have a mark of the tail, and they were confused on the tails, but it's a notion of Chaytach Minos, of Chaytach the Eva Minos. That also, but again, the Pashut Taich of Yizani Bacha means they came in, they attacked from the back. And Kol Nachshalim Acharecha, again, like we said, Pashut means the ones walking, the Shvach people walking in the back. But Rashi brings another Shvach that Nachshalim means Chaseri Koyach Machmas Chatas. Because of their avayus, it means they were weak from their avayus. They're weak from their avayus, and they didn't have the and the onan did not protect them. Most people had the protection of being in the onan, underneath the onan, but the onan would spit them out from their avayus. That's the notion. They weren't physically weak; they were weak from their avayus, and the weakness manifests itself that they didn't have the protection of the onan. That's what really Amala came to attack them. We have that also, but again, the Pashut types is the weak people. Then the pasuk continues, the Ata Oyev Yegeir, you were tired and worn out. Pasuk from traveling, wasn't easy traveling to Mizpah. But Liyuri Yonikim, this is the main thing I want to say today. What's the text of Liyuri Yonikim? Who's he referring to? So Rashi teaches Liyuri Amolik. Yonikim, the Lahar Oncha. It goes on, the Ata Oyev Yegeir, it goes on Kaiso. You were weak and worn out, but Liyuri Yonikim, and they were not afraid of the Abishah. It goes on Amolik. But there's a text in Kedushin, Spadisi text inside, from the Gimel of Days, it's talking about the din of Mishkalis, but he brings down this pasuk. He teaches Liyuri Yonikim goes back to Amalek. Also means, I'm sorry, goes on the Yidden. Goes on the Yidden. Teaches. Rabbi Avi Yegei, you were tired and weak. Liyuri Yonikim and the Yidden were not afraid of theirs. The Yidden had a bear also. That's Teaches. Was going. Unfortunately, was going. Some Yidden that were lacking in years of them. So when you read the words, Yonikim, if you want to be Mechavan, the two Pshatim Mishrein, the Mashkin learns that Yonikim is going on Molech, and Taisus and Kedushan, and the Yonikim learns that Yonikim is going on Klai Yisrael. But the Mopashtub Shat Mecher is like Rashi. The Sister Chachamim wants to explain why Rashi learns it's going on Molech, and he says it goes by the Nekudas. If you look at the Nikud, the Yore, he explains it up to Dikduk. Okay, we'll go into now. One more thing you want to speak about about the Yom Purim this coming week, next Sunday. The Nevi Yehuda, Nesim Malav, has a shayla, the Yisrael shayla, about the Ziva that cannot be mekashed on Levana the whole month. That month is no Levana. It came Purim night, they also had no Levana, but then in the middle of the Megillah, could be someone looked out the window or someone knew, they saw in the middle of the Megillah says that the Levana came out. It was a cloudy night. And they were, clarifying, should they stop in the middle of Megillah Sesta and go outside to Kish Levana? They didn't want to miss Kish Levana that night. They were afraid the Levana would get hidden again by the clouds. Maybe we should go outside and chaper on Kish Levana. It might be the last chance. It's Leil Yedaleh. It's the last night. So the shayla is that you'll not be mafsik in the middle of Megillah Sesta to go outside to make Kish Levana. So maybe who the answer to the chiddush that mitzvah the etzim kriyas Megillah mechor you could be mafsik. Person has to be mastered, no excuse, Megillah. He says, "Okay, it's not so terrible. You can stop in the middle and then go back where you're off to and continue and finish Megillah Sesta." The only problem that he has was mitzvah the brachas by Megillah Sesta, making a bracha. Now, if you look inside of Yehuda, it's not 100% clear, but it seems that he wasn't so worried about the first bracha. The first bracha also, he wasn't worried about a hefsek, the bracha you made before the Megillah, because the ma'aser you started the Megillah. As long as you started, it's not so bad. I think it's similar to the Indian of like we find with Bidigas Chometz, where we're careful, we try not to be mafsik the whole Bidigas Chometz. We try to be mafsik the whole Bidigas Chometz from Bediva, from the first bracha till the end, but Lamais is so much to be mafsik in the middle, and he goes back to Bidigas Chometz, he doesn't make another bracha. As long as the bracha was chal in the beginning of the Bidigas, as long as the bracha was chal in the beginning of the Bidigas, that's not the same thing as the bracha was chal in the beginning of the Megillah, that's enough, even as a chilek. Because of Vidika's Chometz, I mean, every room is a complete mitzvah. Maybe you have more to do, but you did a mitzvah here, but Megillah, until you learned the whole Megillah, you didn't do anything, but it seems somehow, as long as you start the mitzvah, then you wasn't worried so much about the first bracha. His main shining was about the bracha achreina. At the end of the Megillah Sesta, we make a bracha at the end, harav zivenu. And maybe he was more worried, like, how can you make a hefsek before that bracha? or even in the middle of Megillah, making a hesed between the two brachas, it seems the Nevi'im is claiming the third of these two brachas are connected. The bracha before, bracha after, the mitzvah in the middle, maybe it should not be a hesed because of that reason. So for that, the Nevi'im brings down the emes, it's a professional machlokes rishonim, if you're not to talk before the last bracha of Rabbi Sivenu. It's based on the Mishnah in Megillah. The Mishnah says in Megillah, the Chaf Aleph, Mokum Shenogun Levarach on Megillah, Yivarach. A place which they have the meaning to make a bracha, you make a bracha. A place where they're not to make a bracha, you don't make a bracha. So Gemara explains, Zuma Baya, Baya says, Loishan, this mission is not talking about El Nachar only afterwards. But before, is this a mitzvah? In other words, Baya is explaining, you can't say the mission of Mokum Shenogun Levarach, place which has a minute to make a bracha, is going on the first bracha. But that's not a minute, that's a halacha. You don't say Mokum Shenogun Levarach on the first bracha. Everyone makes a bracha on the beginning of the Megillah. That's a chiyav, that's a chiyav gamma, that's a din, that's a halacha. He says this whole Mishnah, Mokum Shenogun Levarach, place to have the minig to make a bracha, is referring to the second bracha of Rabbi Sibenu. That second bracha is only a minig, it's not really a din. Agaponim, it comes out in this Gemara, in the Mishnah, that the first bracha in the Megillah is Medina of the Mishnah, it's a din, it's a chiyav. The second bracha is a minig, it's called, it's a minig mizman ha-Mishnah. There's certain halachas which are mitam minig, it's an even a minig mizman ha-Mishnah. The tour in Ar Chaim in Tafir Sadi Reis, he brings down the Baal Itta, that the Baal Itta wants to be Mechadish. Since the second bracha is only a minig, you're allowed to be, you're allowed to talk before the bracha. The tour, he doesn't say Yishun Chavchina, but he says, Ein Ligo v'mishta soch afnei bracha chayin shal Megillah. You don't scream at someone, if you see someone talking before the second bracha of the Megillah, we don't scream at him, we don't say anything. Because it's only a minig. Of effect the tour, what's the difference what the reason is, if it's a minig or a din? If you're making a bracha, you should not speak before it. So if you don't want to make a bracha at all, don't make a bracha at all. But if you're going to make a bracha, and the bracha is going on the Megillah, you can't speak between the mitzvah and the bracha. If the bracha is going on the mitzvah, you might not feel what the reason is. If you don't want to do it at all, don't do it at all. But if you're doing it, even if it's mitzvah minig, but you're doing the bracha on the mitzvah, so you cannot be master between the mitzvah and the bracha. Just like you're not master between the bracha and the mitzvah, baruch hashena, same way you should not be master between the bracha and the mitzvah, baruch hashena. We do find a bracha chayna by Vechnen and Moshe Al-Mukhi, and that you could be mastic. Right? You can make or benching. You're not mastic between bracha chayna and the achina, but you are mastic between the achina and the bracha chayna. The text is, over there, the bracha chayna is not going on the achila. The bracha chayna is going on the sviya, the chalt of the savat erachta, and even bracha chayna shalom, Moshe Al-Mukhi is also an Indian one going on the sviya. And you cannot be mastic between the sviya and the bracha, because whenever you stop speaking, you still say beya. It's still in that time frame, still that point where you're still full, so you're not being mastic between the sviya and the bracha. But over here, if the whole bracha is on the mitzvah, what's the difference with the reason? Even if it's also a minig, you should not be mastic, because you should not be mastic between the mitzvah and the bracha. So the Beis Yosef wants to answer that the Baal Itta holds that if you hold that the second bracha, since the Gemara is explaining the second bracha is a minig, what the Gemara means to say is the second bracha, Rav Sivenu, is really not a bracha in the Megillah at all. It's a bracha on Purim. It's a special minig that they made a minig to make a bracha on the Nes of Purim. On the whole Nes of Purim, we make a bracha to Eivishta, Rav Sivenu, the 4-hour battles. The whole bracha is really not going on the Megillah at all. The place that the minig became to say the bracha was, and everyone's in shul together, after Megillah says that, that's the place to make the bracha. But the Etzem bracha is not really on the Megillah.
On the Megillah. Somebody
couldn't read Megillah that day, just still make the bracha. And Chaim, yeah, according to Beis Yosef, that he would take a make a bracha. Is the Megillah? That's what the Balut is saying. That's not so terrible to speak.
It's not by Ali.
That's definitely going on the Torah, right. That's definitely going on the rest of the Torah, right. So it's the Moedig Machoik, it's the Torah in the Beis Yosef, what this bracha of Rav Sivenu is. When we make this bracha after Megillah, is it a bracha on it's definitely a min, it's called a minig Mizman HaMishnah. It's a Choshev minig, the minig Mizman HaMishnah, which as far as we're concerned is a Chiyav. Of the night is considered a Minhaga. And the Torah understood it that it's a bracha on the Megillah, on the Mitzvah. Of the Beis Yosef and all the Baalit, they'll hold that it's a bracha on the it's a bracha on Purim, so we're not on the Megillah. It's a bracha on Purim. Its place is over there. Then the Yehuda speaks about which comes first, Kiddush Levana or Okis Nostamazai. Let's say not the Shaila, but the middle of Megillah. Let's say you come to Shul that night and they didn't do Kiddush Levana yet, and you have in front of you two mitzvahs. It's not a cloudy night. You're not worried about it. You expect the Levana to be out the whole night. What should you do first, the mitzvah Kiddush Levana or should you do the mitzvah Megillah? So in the Chayyah, you would think the klal is Tadish and Tadish and Kaidim. Kiddush Devarim is Tadi. Kiddush Devarim is 12 times a year, and Megillah is only twice a year. It's only once a day, once a night. Only once a year in Purim. So you think that Kiddush Devarim comes first. But on the Eidach, you would think that Megillah should come first. Also, Tumei Nisa. Because there's a Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says Vachok Gimbal, talks about Nes Chanukah and Kiddush Shabbos. Let's say a person only has enough money to be mekayem one of these mitzvahs. Either he has enough money to buy Neiris for Chanukah, to light before Shabbos, or to have money for wine for Kiddush. The both Rabbanon, the Lecher, you can carry Kiddush the Raisa without wine, but Pash says to the Lecher or Yain is only with Rabbanon. So what takes precedent? Do you spend the money on Neiris for Shabbos, Neiris for Chanukah, or Kiddush of Shabbos? So one wants to say that Kiddush of Shabbos is Tadir. That's every single week. And Neiris of Chanukah is not Tadir. It's only on Chanukah. So the Gemara says that Ne Chanukah comes first because Pesumei Nisa is other. Pesumei Nisa trumps is more important than Tadir. Tadir is like a chesed, but Pesumei Nisa is even more important. So you do Ne Chanukah. Zachari over here, Megillas Esther is also Pesumei Nisa. So you would think that Pesumei Nisa of Megillas Esther will come before Kiddush Levana. But Zachari Levi Yehuda, it's not true. Because if you learn Tosfos over there, you'll see Tosfos says that this klal, that Pesumei Nisa comes before Tadir, that's only when you're talking about deciding which one to do. You're going to do one and not the other. You cannot do both. You only do one. If you only do one, not the other, then you do Pesumei Nisa. But if you're able to do both, and it's only a question of which comes first, it's only a question of Kadima, just to say that which comes first, then Tadir remains. Then Tadir remains others. Tadir comes first. Tadir gives an example. That's why, like with Sejong Yisakashka, when we lay on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, or Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, we always do Shabbat first, then Rosh Chodesh, then Chanukah. In fact, Tosfos, according to this most cloud, that assuming Nisa comes first, why don't we name Chanukah before Rosh Chodesh? Why don't we name the Chanukah? So Tosfos, this cloud, that assuming Nisa comes first, is only when you have a question to do one and not the other. You can only do one, not the other, then you do assuming Nisa. But we're able to do both, and most of all, we're able to name Rosh Chodesh, and able to name and Chanukah, and the question is, what to do first, then Tadir comes first. As a man, the same thing over here. Kiddush Levana will come first, even though the Chanukah is Pesumei Nisa, but if you're able to do both, you do the Kiddush Levana first. That's what I'm saying. And he's a little Meyer from the Sinyan. That's the basic of the Yehuda. Not really. This next session we're going to be now? We'll think about it. Okay. I thought it was a separate Indian, but the next thing I want to speak about was we have five Megillas in the year, and one of the Megillas is Megillas Kehelas, which we lay on Shabbos of Sukkot. And then we lay Megillas Yeshirim on Shabbos of Pesach, and Rus we lay on Shavuos itself. And we always lay these Megillas before Kriyas Torah. If you always pay attention, we come up, we take out the Sefer Torah, and then we lay Rus or Kehelas or Yeshirim, and then we do Kriyas Torah. But Megillas Esther is the one time it's different. But Megillas Esther, in the morning, first we do Kriyas Torah, and then we do Megillas Esther. From all the Megillas, the Chiyuv is Megillah. And Megillah is a Chiyuv, and that we do second. These other Megillahs, Yeshivim, Kehelas, is not exactly a Chiyuv, it's more of a Minig. More of a Minig, it's not a Chiyuv. And that we do before Kriyas Torah. What's Peshat? What's Peshat? The ones that seem to be less of a Chiyuv, that you do before the Torah. And the one that is a Chiyuv, that you do yesterday. It's put on Sefer Shami Simcha, which is a leak from the Sefer Shami Simcha. So Shem Zon says, I think, a Merda Gesvara, it's a Deity Gesvara. Let's say this. The whole Indian of Kedimus, when you go with all the Klalim of Tzadishin and Tzadikoidim, that would only be by two Chiyuvim. When you have two Chiyuvim, Lamashah, you have a Chiyuv of Kiyas Tzadikoidim, you have a Chiyuv of Megillas Esther, that's when you have to do the right one first. Which one has to come first, which one second. And that's when we go with the Klalim of Tzadishin and Tzadikoidim, and we say Kiyas Tzadikoidim comes first. But if you have something which is not a chiyuv, it's just something you want to do. It's not chashuv enough to be so important in the seder dvarim. For example, let's say the rav wants to dashen. He doesn't speak every week, but one week he decides he wants to speak. Is there a problem with the rav dashening before laning? You're going to say, you tell the rav toshin or tell the kodesh that the kiyus toshin is every week. You don't speak every week. Let's say rav only speaks shabbos and vachem. You tell the rav toshin or toshin you have to speak. No, it doesn't. It's not even nichnas in the cheshbon because the rav's speech is not. It's not a chiyuv. It's not tight to smoke them. That's such a chashuv thing because it's not a chiyuv. It's a meaning that's pshat. All these other megillim is faket. Because they're not so chashuv, the shirim and the kehelas and the rest, they're not so chashuv. That's why it doesn't really make a difference when you do it before or after. It's not a question of kedimus. It's when it comes to chiyuvim that that's when you have to be careful and be machabed each chiyuv and do the chiyuv in the order of such and such other. More to speak about that. Okay, maybe I'm going to say this very quickly. We spoke about the Sinyan Gadol Estia. There's in the Rambam brings down, the Rishonim will speak about it, the halacha is that Yom Kippur is Chayim, Yom Kippur is Chayim, has Shushan Purim. It has all the Dinim of Purim on Tesvot. They had warm around the days of Yishuv and Nun. And the year that's not Yom Kippur is Chayim, Yom Kippur is Chayim, has what we have, regular Purim, Yudalim. So the Shayim is, what about a city that's Sotik if it had a warm around in Yom Kippur is Chayim? History doesn't record it, and it's not clear in history if this city, they have reason to believe, but they're not sure if this city had a warm around in Mitzvah or none. The Gemara talks about something about Feria, but basically the Shem speak about what do you do with an ear that's a suffix if it had a warm around in Mitzvah or none? Should they make Purim on Tesvav, or should they make Purim on Yudalim? So the Rambam brings down, the Rambam Paskins, B'Shem Degayinim, the Rambam Paskins, Kurim B'Shnei Yomim. If you really have a reason to suffix, they should make the Megillah on both days. Shein Yudalim v'Tesvav. They should read the Megillah on both days. Umuvoch and Akiyosu Yudalim v'Vav. The Rambam says, only make a brach on Yudalim. Hold his man Kiyosu L'Reva Oilam. Since this is man Kiyosu L'Reva Oilam, for most of the world. The Rambam says, L'Chayah going Basar Reiv. But the Hadash of the Ar, if you look in the Grace Hashri, in the first parak of Masech Megillah, the Grace Hashri and the Rosh, so when we train in the Grace Hashri also quotes this Rambam, but if you look closely, and I've had this Ar for many years, the Grace Hashri had a different Giesta. The Grace Hashri quotes the Rambam that you make the bracha, you lay both days on Yudalit as well, you make the bracha all on Yudalit, but he says, it's man kriyin l'cholhi. Because he doesn't say it's man kriyin l'rei v'ayolam, he says man kriyin l'cholhi, it's man kriyin for everyone. It's a whole different guess now. What's the trend of this guess? What's the guess that she's guessing that I'm saying that it's man kriya for everyone? L'chaira is only man kriya for Reva Elam, you could say. But what's this guess? It's man kriya l'cholti. It's man kriya for everyone, you dalit. So I think this guess that she means as if it is Yishami that the Biha Ger brings down, the Rechaim from the Tufresh Rechaz. So Yishami says, and they're going past that way, that a Ben Krach, someone that lives in the Eir Mekabit Chayma, like in Yishalayim, Mr. Shubanun, in case he was Kerb Yom Yudalit, let's say he made a mistake, or B'dievet he leaned in Yudalit Yotza, B'dievet he's Yotza. I think that's what the guy is actually saying. It's Mankir L'cholhi B'dievet. B'dievet, in case you leaned, it's really Mankir for everyone, even for them. And it's like, and this Rambam will point to the guy's previous, will be like the Shishami also, La'alacha. And that's why, since B'dievet is Mankir L'cholhi, that's why you have to prophesy in Yudalit.
Doing it on both days because you're
Yotzer
anyway.
Oh, Yotzer B'dievet. Yotzer B'dievet. You want to be Yotzer Chachima.
No,
it's not even be what some saying that you play in both days. I hear you saying, so you don't like this Chan Rambam. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Chol means
Ruben, no? Ruben. Yeah, that's the case in the Rambam. It's not Kiyun Cholhi. Here's Gareth.